Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You are listening to the 23 Personnel Podcast, where food and sports clash at the goal line. Here are your hosts, Spencer and Michael.
All right, everybody, welcome to the mailbag edition of episode 24 of the 23 Personnel Podcast. In this mailbag, we answer a few of your questions. We get to Michael's new segment, the Cord Cutters Corner, and we talk about what we learned. Let's do some listener questions. We got three. The first one legit made me laugh when it came in. It was the first one that came in from Alan Corbin. He was a Lubbock media guy for a while. I think he was AM radio and then moved out west. Will Putin medal in the Big 12 race?
Dan Rather's voice. This is an affront to our democracy. I do not believe that Vladimir Putin should be allowed to give Will Grier the Heisman before the season has even started. That's a bad Dan Rather voice.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so tired.
I was on board with it, though, man. That's great.
That was more
Jimmy Carter. That was more of a Jimmy Carter.
a very Jimmy Carter impression. Now,
the Putin medal in the Big 12 race. We're not quite sure.
I do a very good Nixon, so I should have just done that. There is no way that Vladimir Putin could have ever meddled in the Big 12 race, and I will stand by that. People have to know if their quarterback's a crook, and I'm not a crook.
That's solid.
I'm embarrassed. That is solid. I'm embarrassed of how long I worked on that.
Oh, man. All right. So there's this guy in my office, Harrison. He's a listener. He asked me, I mentioned, because when that question came in, I actually kind of announced it to the office, like, dude, that was hilarious. And then he turned around and said, hey, I have a question for you guys to talk about. And he gave us two. What scares you most about the next football season? So 2018, what scares you the most for Texas Tech?
I'll go first, and I'm going to go really blanket and just say the offense for most of the reasons we've already discussed. That scares me the most.
Hunter?
Quarterback. All the reasons we already said.
Even more specific.
Quarterback.
And Spencer?
It's not as concrete as either one of you, but just the uncertainty of everything else around Texas Tech. Like, if we knew, like...
Life?
Seven other teams in the conference were, like, trending up and, like, they're going to be pretty good this year, and Texas Tech is just, like... It's not going to be a good year. That's one thing. Yeah. But like, because the uncertainty here is going to make me buy in when they start doing well, and then have my heart ripped out when the floor falls out.
We just got to get ready for it, because it's going to happen. I tell myself every year it's not going to, but at some point it still kind of does.
That's a really good answer. I wish I had that as my answer.
Yeah, pretty good, pretty solid.
So, what excites you the most about next season? I will go first this time and say that the prospect of the offense adapting and being more run heavy with the addition of Johns on your staff kind of excites. I don't think it's going to be like all world offense or, you know, going to lead the conference or whatever, but for me, I think that's what I'm excited about most. And not the defense, surprisingly.
I'm not ready with my answer yet, Hunter. What about you?
Just Dakota Allen. I just like watching him play. Very cerebral linebacker. Covers the pass very well. Absolutely knows how to, like, read a quarterback and predict where things are going. I like watching Dakota Allen play.
I think I'm going to kind of take the easy way out again, but I'm going to clarify a little bit. The defense excites me the most because I think they will keep us in a lot of games. I think they're going to help us have a chance to get that final possession that we need. With the uncertainty of the Big 12, I don't think we're going to be in a lot of blowouts, hopefully, one way or the other. So I think that's really going to be crucial and hopefully something that we can lean on, especially as the season goes. That's all I got.
Very nice. Very nice.
I thought so. I worked really hard on it.
And then finally, Seth sent us something kind of in the afternoon. I read somewhere that most teams have a plus minus of two games. So something like 80% of teams improve by no more or decline no less than two games. Where does Texas Tech fall in that range? So obviously last year you were 6-7. Sticking with my preseason predictions until otherwise, I would say you're going to be minus that. I think you're going to be under six games. Four or five games, I think, is not out of the question for Tech. Much more so than winning seven or eight games.
Yeah, same here. I'm pretty, I don't want to say pessimistic, but not super sold.
Well, you I'm could not say sold. They will win six games. Like, you don't have to go minus two or plus two.
I could, but, you know, when we went through the schedule a few weeks ago, five is what I came up with, and I'm going to stick with that for the sake of being consistently wrong, hopefully. So y'all can easily go back, well, what did he say? Oh, he only said five, and we won 6.5.
What does Michael know?
He doesn't know.
Seven games plus one.
Yeah, plus one.
Just plus one.
Just one in the chamber. You got one in the chamber, and you got seven. You got seven in the magazine.
We're flipping that one around. Flipping one of them around, and everything else is just regular year. Normal. We'll see if it's enough to save a job. Who knows?
So then let me ask you, if you have a game in mind that you're going to flip, which one do you think it is?
Oklahoma State. I feel like they lose a lot. I feel like a lot of the people that are normally, like, terrorized the Red Raiders and brought them a lot of pain in the past, a lot of heartbreak because of certain specific 35-point comebacks. That happened at home. 70 allowed points, 30 up by 35, and
yeah.
Oh,
no big deal.
Boy, yeah, no. I think this is the year there. I think Oklahoma State lost a lot of identity with those guys. I feel like they lost a lot of leadership, and I know those are like intangible values that can't really be measured and could very well be replaced by someone, but I don't think that someone comes along in, you know, a year.
See, I would have said like Kansas State, maybe, or West Virginia. Like, if I was going to pick one game that would flip, I would have started with those two. And probably would have started with Kansas State, even though you're going to be on the road.
I think you're going to be in Stillwater, too.
Yeah, you'll be in Stillwater this year. I just don't think what you've seen from Kansas State the past few years, you're like necessarily afraid of. There's nothing that you're like, we're going to have our hands full. We always do, but
yeah.
It's one of the, like I said, one of those games I think would be more likely to flip. I would have said Kansas State, but
well, that's only because they're starting some guy that at quarterback that played javelin
yeah.
the year before or something like that.
Well, they might.
Played javelin. I think that's correct. I think that's the terminology.
That very well could be like a thing. Like they have that guy Delton and he just runs it.
Yeah, we've got to be able to cover that. We covered it pretty well last year, but yeah, lost in overtime on a throwaway pass. It just still makes me so mad.
Into shallow water.
Right at it.
All right.
Unfortunate.
So Michael added a new segment into our notes document, and it's going to be all him.
I know.
We're talking about the hot new segment, the new hotness, the cord-cutting corner.
That's right. I'm over so here.
I'm assuming you ditched your cable subscription.
Absolutely.
Not officially. But we are signed up for AT&T to come out on Monday. And so I will call Suddenlink and give them the boot probably on Saturday, because if I know Suddenlink, they're going to send someone's ass out here on Saturday and unplug all my stuff. So I've the day that we call, there's going to be someone flick a red switch and they're going to be like, all right, well, this guy stinks. So let's just unhook him from everything. So anyway,
you're going to do it on Saturday, even though AT&T is coming Monday?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I can call the people on Sunday.
You couldn't call them on Monday?
At work? Have you called Suddenlink at work and tried to work? The last time I did that, I was on the phone for an hour, and I talked to someone for maybe 7 minutes. So, no, I'm not doing that again. And when they tell me that they will give me an internet plan for $95 when I just got one from AT&T for like 40. So no. But
so we're definitely interested to see your experience and how you navigate this season.
Yeah. It's going to be a step-by-step process. I mean, there's different options of you know, picking up Sling at various times, or DirecTV has a streaming service through AT&T for $35 a month that includes the Fox and ESPN channels. And I forgot the other one. Oh, Hulu has a streaming service that includes both. So I'll keep you updated in Cord Cutting Corner. I'm sure everyone is just going to be riveted. And if anyone has any suggestions, y'all let me know via the Twitter or
YouTube
comments
TV.
Or whatever. YouTube. Okay, I haven't tried
YouTube TV. $35 a month, same as all the other stuff. Unlimited DVR space. All the sports you could want. I think it's like every single sporting package, including like all the March Madness games. It was great, but I mean, I don't really like watch baseball, and I don't watch like ESPN. Like on my downtime, I can't bear watching sports talk shows. No. So after basketball season, I just like, same with cable, I just like cancel it. Like I don't want to pay this.
That's kind of my plan, is to just drop it, you know, drop it and pick it up when we need it. If there's a show that I really like, I may just wait for it to be free on Amazon or I mean, there's Better Call Saul is one of my favorite shows, and it's about to start back, and it's on AMC. I'm tempted. I may have to buy some episodes until I get some sort of streaming service when the football season starts. So, anyway, this has been Cord Cutting Corner. Thank you all for
I'm really interested too, because we have Suddenlink, and we don't have AT&T service in our area yet. And I think when we called them, they're like, you're like our 100th call from your area. We'll be out there as soon as we can. It's like, well, when is that?
Define soon, please.
Like, how hard is it for you to jump on a cable here?
But yeah.
So I've never looked into YouTube TV. It's $40 a month, but it looks like you've got, like you said, every sports channel, ESPN2, U News, Fox Sports, FS1, FS2.
Man. Even the SEC Network if you want it.
Man, I'm glad you told me about that, because that is one of the few that I hadn't looked into either, because most all of the other ones charge extra for DVR.
Yeah, I enjoy it. It runs really smooth. You have to like get an app for your TV for it. It's a little wonky to set up, but it works really, really well once you got it.
Man, okay, we're gonna look into that, because I've got the Xbox One plugged into the main TV, so I should be able to get it on there, and should run okay, but I hadn't even checked that at all. I didn't even think about it. I'd looked at View was about the same as everything else, PlayStation View. So I'll check out YouTube, especially if you get ESPNU and News with just their normal package. Because if you do,
it only looks like there's one level. Like it's not like
it's just you get it.
There's no tiered. You pay the money, you get everything.
Yeah, that was the thing with Sling was. You could either get ESPN and a lot of some cable channels for $20, or Fox and a lot of cable channels for 25 or both of them for 40. But then you still had to pay extra for ESPNU. And so much of our basketball and stuff is on ESPNU. You had to pay $5 to get that. And then you had to pay extra to get cloud DVR. So it just seems to keep adding up.
YouTube TV, you get 6 accounts so everybody in the house can have their own account.
Mm-hmm.
Personalized DVR, which I guess you and Allison could split it.
I have all
DVR with no storage.
I have all the 30 for 30s ever. Because I just set them to record all the 30 for 30s. If there's a new one that pops up, just snaps it on up there.
You know what?
It's very, very convenient.
What I actually should do is
you can
burn through
add
all
things
my
on there, and it's going to be
AMC for as long as I can and try them all.
A couple on the channels: Fox Soccer, Showtime,
we'll see if it'll
Stars.
Let me.
For anyways, they've got a certain number of dollars, but and then. If you and Allison are watching simultaneously, you can do up to 3 streams at once. So, it's very good. I may look into that as well. Not that we're looking to ditch our cable just yet, but we may be headed that way.
Mm-hmm.
Once our introductory promo from Suddenlink runs out and we're paying full price.
Yeah, like me, who's been with Suddenlink for 10 years, and they're like, screw you.
Yeah, we only want the new customers.
Yeah, we only want new people. So I think I'm going to be that. I'm going to have to flip-flop back and forth. I think that's just what you do now. Every 2 or 3 years, you just change to another one, and then you change to another one, and until you die.
So there's something else that came out. We're going to move on to what do we learn. It's been some really interesting conversation this week. So Oklahoma State announced they're going to be selling beer, at their...
At everything.
Everything.
Like 22 venues or something.
And with that comes the no reentry policy. I think that's the biggest sticking point for like a Texas Tech that would look to adopt it. The same kind of like beer seller. It was like, well, everybody should sell beer because right now Texas Tech sells beer in the suites.
Mm-hmm.
But to add this on to any of the other sports, you'd have to limit reentry. And I think that's where it would get hung up for Tech in adopting that, because I think too many people they just have that as part of their ritual, that they head out to their tailgate or whatever, and they, as Bob Bowlsby puts it, power drinks.
Is that what he said?
Funny word.
This was his quote when he was talking about it in his segment when he went first. So I want to get you guys' opinion on this really quickly. What do you think about selling beer for Texas Tech? Do you think it's something that'll happen? If so, when? Go.
I think it's a good idea because just personally, even as I've gotten older, I leave at halftime and go to the Frazier. And there's a lot of times I'll go to the Frazier and then just won't come back because the Frazier has beer and the Frazier has a roof and the TV and food a little bit more handy. So there's times I won't go back to my seat. I think that would quit if I just wanted to go grab a beer at halftime and not leave the stadium. That's what I would do, and then I would just stay there. I think you retain quite a few people who leave solely just to get a beer, and then who maybe had one or two too many and don't. They're just like, we'll just
don't
stay
make
out
it back.
Here.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Or that, you know, they were kind of on the fence of staying anyway, and then they go out and they have a few beers, and then you know we blow a 35-point lead, and they're like, okay, well I'm not going to come back. Well, and they already have a limited entry policy, I think, now. I don't think you can come in. I forget what it is. You can't come back once the third quarter starts.
You have to be back before the fourth quarter starts.
Oh, before the fourth starts. Okay, so there was already something in place. But I think it would kind of help keep people in the stands, period.
Mm-hmm. Football games are a social event. So are all sporting events. They should remain social. If that means selling beer to like keep it that way, then do it. You want people in the stadium, that's how you do it. You take everything that you could do outside of the stadium within reason and put it in the stadium. Yeah, if you're telling people that, oh, no, you can't do this, can't do this, then it's just like, well, I'm going to go somewhere that I can do that.
Do you think it's another step of fighting the at-home experience? Like what you were just saying, Hunter, I can go grab a beer at home. I can, you know, do all these things at home. Do you think selling alcohol in the stadium is another step to combat that?
Yes, and the argument against that is like, no, like it's infinitely cheaper for me to like drink beer on my couch and like then, sure, absolutely, but it's also, if you're so concerned about buying a beer in the stadium, then like, why did you drive all the way to the stadium? Why did you buy all that stuff for tailgating? Like, if you have all the money for that, I would assume that you have like, you know, 20 extra bucks for a beer in the stadium, which is what the price will be.
Yeah.
Give me seven bucks for Keystone Light. It would make school money and it would do all the right things. And man, if every now and then there's some kid who is like saved missing out on an experience because he left to go tailgate when he could just like buy a quick little can of Coors in the stadium, it's fine by me. They should do it. It's a social experiment. Part of why we love football is the community. And I think that's why all of us like Texas Tech too. It's because of the community that we found while we were there.
I think I really do think you've got a good argument with just bringing the stuff that people want to do outside the stadium, just bringing it in. And I think you'll retain people there. It's going to be fun to see how much beer is going to be, how much a Lone Star is going to run, like a $12 can of Lone Star. Maybe it'll be a tall boy. We can only hope.
It better be a tall boy, man.
Come on, dude. But yeah, it's, you know, if you've got the guy wearing the $85 Columbia Texas Tech shirt griping about $9 beer, then
whatever.
Dude, come on, man. Just
you'll spend $9 to get your kid a soda. Like you'll spend $9 to pick up like a Gatorade on the drive home so you don't get dehydrated. Like it's fine. It's $9.
It's a premium. Everyone knows it's going to be a premium.
Oh yeah.
All right, and finally, as Lubbock is the capital. Wow. I'd almost want to like edit that out. It's so bad.
No, it's good.
Capital of bringing in restaurants that are too big for the town. Announced today, Lubbock will be starting construction on a cheesecake factory.
Have y'all seen where this thing's going? Yeah, at the mall.
It's going to be a disaster.
It's going to be, I think it's going to be a standalone building. And let's see, east of Barnes & Noble. So in front of Barnes & Noble and in between that Firestone. So the place where everyone parks already to go to the mall.
Why
is now going to have a cheesecake factory. Why don't they put it where they sell those damn rugs or whatever during Christmas? You know, the tent where they sell the meat or whatever. They just have like some random huge white tents that they set up during Christmas where they sell random things where no one parks.
And
why don't they put it there?
Hot tubs.
Yeah, so now
rugs
people are
going to
somehow people are going to have to park there because they're going to have to contend with mall traffic and Cheesecake Factory traffic, which, as we know,
it's going to be bumping.
Oh my gosh. Lubbock loves opening of new restaurants. So whenever Cheesecake Factory opens, you might as well avoid sliding the loop like the plague, because it's just going to be a nest of people coming from all over probably the world. They're probably coming to Cheesecake Factory and to see the Buddy Holly Museum, and then they're leaving. Like, they flew in from Amsterdam to spend a weekend in Lubbock, hit up the Cheesecake Factory, go back. So I wish they could put it somewhere else, even somewhere else on that parking lot. But, man, we went to the mall like at 3 o'clock on a Saturday to go to Barnes & Noble, and we had to park at Slide Road, you know, as far from Barnes & Noble as you could probably get. And this was just a normal day. This wasn't like December 23rd. So, I can't wait for them to put a Cheesecake Factory in the middle of that.
Yeah.
Good times. But anyway, Cheesecake Factory, I think I've eaten there twice. And the textbook menu they have is, you know, you need at least 20 to 30 minutes to get through it before you can make a decision. But it was good. I remember liking it. So, you know, once things have died down and approximately 18 months after it's open, then I'll probably go.
Right when it's about to close.
Yeah. Right when they can't keep it staffed with somebody because they opened another Cheesecake Factory in
It'll be like the next, some other chain restaurant will open up across town and like everybody will flock to that one. And
oh, well, the In-N-Out's got to open at some point.
You hush your mouth.
Come on, man. They got that animal style and all sorts of good stuff. It's so much better. I'm kidding, people.
Better than what?
I am kidding.
Nothing.
It's not Which better works than both
ways.
Good.
No, it works both ways. It's better than nothing. And oh, it's true. Better than nothing.
I gotcha. That does work both ways. And on that note.
On that note, thanks everybody for hanging out with us on the 23 Personnel Podcast. For Michael and Hunter, I'm Spencer. We will see you again next week. No, false. You won't see us next week. 2 weeks. You'll see us in 2 weeks.
Fake out.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.